The Awful Truth. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Barack Obama is about to inherit the worst economic catastrophe since the Great Depression. He's been criticized by both the left and the right, and yet he stands serene, unflappable. He's clearly our first FM president. He could be rolling the tunes on some obscure jazz station. How does he do it? Well, the truth came out on Meet the Press.
Have you stopped smoking?
You know, I have, but what I said was that, you know, there are times where I've fallen off the wagon.
He hasn't stopped smoking. Get him, Tom!
Well, wait a minute. That means you haven't stopped.
Well, fair enough.
Yeah. Let's see him stammer out of this one.
What I would say is that I have done a terrific job under the circumstances of making myself much healthier.
Why don't you just say it? I don't inhale.
I think that you will not see any violations of these rules in the White House.
You will not see any violations of these rules in the White House. In the White House. But in the tunnel to the old executive office building, in the Capitol parking garage, in the crawl space under the Lincoln Memorial, are you happy, those of you who have mocked his perfection? He does have a flaw. And now, consider the implications. If his presidency is a failure, that's one thing. But if it succeeds, if his economic stimulus, his all-star cabinet, his calmness under pressure, rescue us from the abyss and lead us into unbounded prosperity, history will record that America was rescued by a chain smoker. At least FDR used a holder. Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at DaveRoss.com.